Your order.
Today, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that Russia has tested an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that cannot be intercepted. The technological breakthrough could dramatically increase Russia's military capacity and boost the Kremlin's global position around the world. But is Putin serious? Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois says...
It's hard to tell. I mean, he says he has it. I'm sure our intelligence knows if he does or doesn't, if it is or isn't invincible. But I think the big thing to realize, people think that we have this ability to defend against ICBMs. We're testing it. We have the ability maybe to intercept something like a rogue North Korean missile. But there's no way if the Russians launch all their missiles at us that we'd be able to defend ourselves and vice versa.
Nearly half the states in the country are filing suit against Obamacare. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
20 states have asked a federal court in Texas to hold the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate unconstitutional because the tax that penalized anyone who did not carry health insurance has been repealed. The filing also asks that the court find the entire health care law unconstitutional, but if not, to amend the law by repealing the mandate. The filing is largely based on the argument that the repeal of the law's tax penalties effectively does away with a key reason the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the law in a case in 2012. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street. Yeah, always an honor to have you tuned into the big program here. We finished up last hour. We were talking. I was giving some tips, I guess, and how they do it, and how it's done. And you know, interestingly enough, I'm actually working on a story, doing some prep work for something, and I think I'm gonna save it and put it together for next week. But you look at guys like Bernie Madoff, you look at guys like Jordan Belfort, Wolf on Wall Street, the characterizations of the movie Boiler Room, which are very, very accurate. There's really not much difference between what they do and what is done at the big firms. Last hour, we gave a couple examples. We talked about how the scarcity sale is used in selling investment products. The Brilliance Con. That's another good one, too. You know, it was really, the Brilliance Con really worked. You know, they talk about how Madoff did it. But you remember long-term capital management? That ring a bell? Oh, yeah. All the major banks eventually had to get together with Treasury and bail out that hedge fund that was run by supposedly the smartest people on the planet. Yeah. All of these Nobel Prize winners decide, hey, we're going to put together a hedge fund. We're so smart. How could we ever be wrong? And it imploded. It threatened to take down a lot of the financial markets from all over the globe. Russia on through. They had to step in to save that hedge fund. They eventually unwound the whole thing. But again, smartest people out there were running it. Right. Another couple I touched on before we went in. I want to remind everybody of this one because this one's a big one too. And I've written countless columns about that, about this. It's called affinity fraud. And what, in essence, is it means is since I'm like you and believe like you, you can believe me and what I say. One of the things that I like to remind people of here on the program, if anybody tries to use, it's a classic example, anybody tries to use their faith, your faith, to sell you something, run. Oh, but he was such a nice man. I met him in Bible study class, and he was an active member of our church. Oh, I can go on and on and on. You remember, everybody watched the show Breaking Bad? You remember what the crystal meth dealers would do? They would go. They would go to the drug addiction meetings. Why? Well, that's where their customers were. Yeah, that's where they'd go. You're an easy target there, right? They warm up to, oh, he's such a nice guy. You know how many of these things that I see? Here's that old phrase, and it's sometimes they attribute it to St. Francis. Preach the gospel, sometimes use words. Anybody of these people, you know, get God's permission to sell some sort of their investment firm or their investment product, whatever they're trying to get you into? And it's not just church. It's various different ethnic groups on through. We've covered this stuff for years. In Madoff's case, he was a big player within the Jewish community. He was a huge contributor to many Jewish charities and served on the board of directors of many as well. These are the same circles where his clients came from. Politicians too. And the people who were supposed to be policing him as well. Now, another one that a lot of these guys who and Madoff was able to do as well. And believe it or not, the penny stock firms did too. Oh, yeah. Now, nobody wants to admit to this. You can go back and you can take a look and see how these little penny stock boiler room operators would donate to political candidates. Oh, yes, they would all the time. All the time, make ample donations to the right and most connected politicians. Attend the fundraisers. And you know what? Get your clients to attend those fundraisers as well. Again, I want to remind everybody that the Securities and Exchange Commission is a part of the executive branch of government and very much the subject of the Wall Street, Washington, D.C. power play. And it is subjected to the whims of power politicians. Yeah. Remember Harvey Pitt? He was former SEC chairman. He was appointed by George W. Bush. And he didn't want to play ball. He didn't didn't want to play ball with the politics. He was gruff and he didn't want to get along. He was forced to resign. They didn't like the way that he addressed them. Or how, should I say, dressed them down. That's how they get away with it. And it will continue to happen. Again, the best way to not be a victim is, gee whiz, don't become one. I know that sounds pretty simplistic, but what do we tell you week in, week out here on the program? Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Every single one of these ploys that are taught, they are taught to brokers, is there to get you thinking differently, that they've got some new magic way around that. Quick, easy shortcuts. There are none. People never have been, never will be. Anyway, you know, I want to change direction slightly here. And I want to give kudos out to this guy by the name of David Dyden. And I'm going to file this under, from time to time, even a blind squirrel gets a nut. This is via The Nation, okay, which is a far left-wing publication. You don't find the watchdog on Wall Street here very often going and giving kudos to a column in The Nation, because most of the stuff in there is just patently absurd. But this author, David Dyden, has done something that we've done here on the program, and I can't believe he did it. Because nobody really dares to do this. He actually went after Warren Buffett. That's right. He went after the Oracle of Omaha and his entire shtick and persona, which we do as well. Hey, listen, we give a lot of kudos to some of the things that Warren Buffett has said and the philosophy that he uses. Again, this is coming from The Nation. So The Nation is obviously taking a look at this, is that this guy is making money this way and it's not fair, and look at how he's doing this. Well, let's take a look at it a different way. Warren Buffett is looking at the terrain. He's looking at the terrain and he sees how things are, and he invests based upon the way things are. How shall I try to put this? Warren Buffett likes to invest in monopolies. Yeah. Oh, we're not supposed to have monopolies here in the United States. But we do, though. How can you say we don't have monopolies when we have the entire concept of too big to fail? He likes to look at monopolies. He likes to look at businesses that control a market and have pricing power over their product. And that's exactly what he wants. That's exactly where he invests. And that's how he's built his wealth. And it's funny, in this column, I think, I'm almost thinking of this guy, this David Dyden guy, and I don't care. He wanted to grab stuff here from this program and the stuff that I've written. That's fine. It's all right. But he uses my analogy here and how many companies out there, with the help of Washington, D.C., with the help of politicians, build moats around their companies. Build moats around their companies. And he goes and he says, not only they build moats around their companies, they stock those moats with alligators. Two-thirds of all U.S. industries were more concentrated in 2012 than in 1997. We talked about this here. How many companies are trading public compared to 20 years ago, 30 years ago? You can't even. Again, the landscape has changed, and Buffett knows this. And he's taken advantage of it. And I'm going to be honest with you as well, okay? We are all for here. Obviously, we're advocates for small business owners here on the program. and freeing up the markets. And I would like nothing more than to bust up many of these companies, because that's in the heart of where many of our problems lie. In the heart of many of our problems lies the fact that we have too big to fail. Last hour, we talked about too big to fail agencies within the government. Well, they never fail. That's government. But we have a disconnect in the free market, in capitalism, when companies cannot fail. And they're kept afloat, and they are protected. Not just through contracts with the government, but they're protected based upon regulations that keep competitors out. Now, I have to say that that's going away little by little. We're reducing regulations. We're reducing the size of the executive branch of government. One of the great things that Donald Trump is doing right now. But it needs to go much, much further. Have to take a break, everybody. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff right there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. The recent Mueller indictments say we're being manipulated, that Russia sought to foment angst, anger, and division, an attack on our society, our democratic republic, pitting all sides against each other, and our media has been parroting that nonsense. Most agree we're unusually divided in our views of the path forward. There's anger, frustration, and fear, but if we recognize the level of angst we see and feel is any part of the result of concerted foreign effort, wouldn't it be logical, reasonable, for us all to slow down, get our feet back on the ground and listen to each other first, listen to each other before we listen to them? Must everything be uber partisan, or is there still room for ears to listen first? Good news, it won't be Russia, China, or our media that decides this for us. We hold the choice of being reasonable or not. That choice is always ours, unless we wait too long. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease, and if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it. Starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know what? I was going to save this story for next week. I grabbed it during a break. I couldn't help myself. There's a column this past week in the Wall Street Journal, and it was fascinating. It really was. How Jeffrey Immelt's Success Theater masked the rot at General Electric. Jeffrey Immelt, the longtime boss at General Electric, was a polished presenter who held court each year at a waterfront resort off of Sarasota, Florida, where industrial executives and Wall Street listened for his outlook on the conglomerate. "This is a strong, very strong company," he said at the event less than a year ago, back in May. Yeah, some of the people thought he looked a little shaky last year, though. Talked about his numbers, said about how great everything was going. At that point in time, the stock was trading near $28 a share. At the meeting, he said, this is just not right. I mean, the fundamentals of this company and the stock price just don't match. Yeah, he was right, but in the wrong direction. I bring this up because, again, right now, the current CEO of the company is actually considered breaking up the company. John Flannery's new CEO. By the way, we called that, by the way. We called the breakup of General Electric going out of business, changing. This is what, about 2007, 2008. What is, you're talking Jeff Immelt right now. Jeff Immelt was the CEO of CEOs, right? He sat on every one of Barack Obama's executive committees. Every one. I mean, jobs committee, this committee, manufacturing committee. They had a lot of committees. That's one thing they had. Whenever you see anybody that has a lot of committees and a lot of meetings, run. Run. I there's nothing more that I hate than meetings and committee meetings and all that crap. Because it's just a waste of time. You're talking, you're not doing. It's stuff like Thomas Friedman and all these eggheads. They love going to this stuff. They love to talk, they don't like to do. They'll talk about all these various different things, and they will get nothing done. And I'm saying to myself, here's the CEO of this once great company, in my opinion, once great company, General Electric. And how the hell does he have time? How the hell does he have time to sit on all these committees and do all of this stuff? I just don't get it. And I, every day goes by, I say, I got to get my shoes shined, for crying out loud. And I never have time. I run out of time at the end of the day to get the little things done. I can't even get done. I'm too damn busy. And here he is. This guy's in charge of General Electric, and he's got time to do all this stuff? It's insane. But again, what was the difference between what Jeffrey Immelt was doing than what the investment con artists of the past, like Jordan Belfort and Bernie Madoff, were doing? Essentially, he was just lying to people, was he not? About the true condition of General Electric. He's holding a fancy presentation down there in Southwest Florida. It's a great location. I didn't live far from there when I lived in Florida. Having all sorts of investors and fund managers coming there and pitching them. The same way Belfort back in the day was pitching Steve Madden's shoes. It was all a lie. Or was it? I don't know. I don't know if Immelt is a smart crook, or he's just a Lady Eloise, just a name on the package. Kind of like from the movie Boomerang. But what's interesting about this is just how everybody failed. Now they go on, this article here in the Wall Street Journal talking about the board of directors for General Electric, how they missed it. Did you ever take a look at the board of directors of this company? Oh, yeah, a lot of bigwigs. Yeah, there's a few other CEOs of other big companies on the board. And you notice they got a lot of eggheads. A lot of past and current presidents of various different universities and professors. You know what I don't see on the GE board of directors? I don't see a mechanic. I don't see the owner of a diner. I don't see anybody who owns, I don't know, a dry cleaning or a laundromat. Because I'm telling you right now, if they were on the board of directors, they would have seen all the problems that were coming down the pike for General Electric, just like I did. Just like I did with Enron and many others. You see, you don't need 50 fancy degrees to figure this stuff out, people. You just need to be able to see through stuff and see through the bull excrement and not be dazzled by these people's nonsense. Let me explain to you something. The type of people that sit on the boards of directors of these major conglomerates, these huge corporations, if there is a financial crash or panic or problem, it doesn't affect them at all. It does. If they were going to buy a 200-foot yacht, they're not going to have to buy a 150-foot yacht. Do you understand? These people are in rarefied air. They are part of the watchdog on Wall Street axis of view. They are in a whole new level. And it's almost like a commune, if you think about it. They all share each other's boats and planes. And it works hand in hand. I'll get more into it when I get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. That's right. Right there at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
When it comes to a time when our country can't make aluminum and steel, and somebody said it before, and I will tell you, you almost don't have much of a country. Because without steel and aluminum, your country's not the same.
President Donald Trump earlier today at the White House. Now, the president met with members of the steel and aluminum industry, and he did say he will be imposing stiff and sweeping tariffs on imports of steel. And this was one of the president's key campaign promises, as he wanted to get tough on foreign competitors in that market. Jury selection began today at the trial for Noor Salman. Now, she's the widow of the Pulse nightclub shooter. Salman faces charges of aiding and abetting terrorism and obstruction of justice charges. If convicted, Salman faces life in prison. For more, follow us at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Chris Byrne, the toy guy, is with us, and he is at the Jacob Javits Convention Center in New York City. New York, the city's so great, they had to name it twice. Are the toys even greater today than they were last year? Chris, that's fantastic.
You know, there's a lot of great stuff. I'm going to tell you about a couple of things that we're really excited about. Disney Princess, of course, this is an evergreen brand. They've created something called the Little Magical Movers, and these are figures that are about 3 inches tall of all the, you know, Belle and Jasmine and all the Disney princesses. You rev them up on a little stand, and then they dance. I mean, it's kind of like, imagine a top that looks like a Disney princess, but it's all about the imaginative play as you bring Belle to life in her dance and swirl ballroom. That's from Hasbro about 1999.
Unbelievable. Chris Burns, thank you so much for being there at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. How can consumers get to you?
Come see us at ttpm.com. We'll be posting other videos from backstage here at Toy Fair.
Chris Burns, thank you.
Thank you.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Ah, the white snake. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. You know, you think back, I do. I always try to examine life and various different things. We talked about education here on the program and teaching and teachers and all sorts of stuff. And high school, an interesting time for many kids. And I have to admit, I was fortunate. High school I went to really wasn't clicky. Everybody kind of got along with everybody pretty much. There was a party going on. Everybody was kind of invited. We didn't live in that John Hughes world of, 16 candles and breakfast club and all that good stuff. But anyway, know about cliques though. And from the time we're young, and this is unfortunate. It's unfortunate. I've always been an opinionated kid. And of now a very opinionated adult. I always kind of voice my opinion in regards to things. And there's that old phrase, hey, you know, you want to get along, you know, you got to go along to get along. Kind of like go with the flow, right? Go with the flow. Go with the crowd. What's everybody doing? You need to understand that when you got the corporate, again, if you want to, go check out the corporate board of directors for General Electric and many other companies. You'll find the same name again and again and again, various different boards. They're all buddies with one another. They all vote each other raises and vote CEOs raises and keep each other on their boards. You know what it's like to serve on a corporate board of directors? You meet four times a year, if that. You stay at the fanciest hotels in town. And if you're in New York, you're eating at Del Posto or Le Cirque. And you're not paying a damn thing. You live better than a king. You understand that if you're at that level, you live better than kings. You get it? And once you're part of the crowd, you don't even have to own anything. It's just a foregone conclusion that you get to use other people's stuff within that group. Remember Bill Clinton? How many? Remember that what they call it there? Yeah, Orgy Island there? That Jeffrey Epstein Island in the Caribbean? And Clinton would be getting on his airplane all the time flying down there? How about, you know, David Geffen and his boat? Ah, you want to stay? You're a part of the group. Obama's going after he's president. Oprah's there. If you are a part of the group, you get to use all of this stuff. So why upset things? Just go along. Just be happy that you're there. You found your way in. And that's how these people operate. And that's how guys like myself can spot the problems at General Electric, yet the corporate board of directors cannot. You know how many PhDs are on that board of directors and they couldn't figure it out? Sad. Anyway, Moving on. Again, this is kind of fascinating. Scott Trade. Aren't they a discount house? Wasn't that, yeah, Scott Trade, was that the one with the commercials with the guy with the helicopter flying around? He was selling Scott Trade by showing off his helicopter flying around. I didn't get those commercials at all. I don't know exactly what they were trying to do. I think that they got bought out, but they're still around. Anyway, they are accused of practicing aggressive and improper sales practices. Massachusetts authorities stating that the firm knowingly violated established rules by linking sales contests to retirement accounts. And I'll file this in other news. Sky is blue, water is wet. State regulators detailed an aggressive sales culture at Scottrade that violated federal laws requiring investment firms to act in the best interests of their clients when providing retirement advice. Right. Hey, let's call up good old Tommy Flanagan, the pathological liar from Saturday Night Live. Remember John Lovitz played that character? Yeah, that's the ticket. That's what we're going to do. We're going to act in our client's best interest. Sure we are. You know, the funny thing about this rule is that, notice they say providing retirement advice. But you're not supposed to act in their best interest when it's an individual account. And when they say retirement advice, that only includes like IRAs and SEPs and 401ks. Everything else is they can do whatever they want, right? Scottrade undermined the so-called fiduciary rule by encouraging brokers to drum up additional business ahead of a planned merger with TD Ameritrade. Oh, that's right. They did merge with TD Ameritrade. I knew something was up there. Anyway, surprise, surprise. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff at our website. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Okay, big story this past week as far as business is concerned. Walmart taking a dive. E-commerce growth slows. I want to go back to a column that I wrote back in 2007, 2008, entitled Even Blue Chips Die. And I started the column off basically saying, extra, read all about it. Walmart, GE, they're going out of business. And the whole idea behind the column is that, hey, even blue chips can die too if they're not trying to grow, if they're not doing the right thing. Now, Walmart's changing things up. They are. It's going to take them some time. It's going to obviously cost them quite a bit to obviously push into the whole e-commerce realm. Now, trust me, they're able to do it. Now, Walmart, it's not going out of business right now. Okay. They did report another solid quarter of gains and U.S. comparable sales, but their earnings were down 42% to $2.2 billion. And again, the effect of online sales on some of these lower margin items have no doubt about it, have hurt them. They've got to figure it out. And one of the things I wouldn't do if I was them is I wouldn't try to do an everything, sell everything model like Amazon does. I mean, obviously, certain items out there you want to sell. But if you can't make money selling them, don't. One of the really neat things about Walmart is their ability to control costs. They do a fantastic job in managing their inventory, how they set up the various different stores and giving people their own little sections to manage those sections, properly. They have to do that. E-commerce is going to continue to evolve. The same front, I found it interesting. I was reading a retail piece about Nordstrom as well. And Nordstrom is coming up with this idea. They've got these new types of stores where you go in and they have basically one of everything. Just one of everything. So you don't have to worry about not finding your size. That they only have one size. But you don't take anything out of the store. You go into the store, you look for the various different products that you want to have, you try them on, make sure they fit, and then they deliver them to your house. So they don't need any back room, they don't need to have any supplies, they don't have to worry about loss management, people stealing stuff, because you're just there to look to see what you want, try it on, and then have it shipped to your house. It's pretty neat, quite honestly, in that concept. It's a newer concept. The whole industry is going to continue to evolve. And everybody needs to understand that. Anyway, I wanted to touch on a couple other things here as well. This is, and it is a blast for that. You know what this story reminded me of? Better Off Dead. Yeah, that movie Better Off Dead from the 80s there with John Cusack and the scene in the movie when his neighbor's mom blew up. But she didn't really blow up. He was, drinking turpentine, and she lit a cigarette. Gee, Ricky, sure, I'm sorry your mom blew up. Basically, Nomura Securities put out an apology. Real sorry for blowing up investors with our VIX-linked ETN. Anyway, I'll give you a little bit more about this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah. Gee, Ricky, really, I'm sorry your mom blew up. Gee, investor is really sorry for blowing up that fund we put you in. Yeah. Sorry. Another shiny new fund. It's shiny and special. It's special. We're investing in the VIX, and we're doing it reverse, and we're going to leverage it. And you're going to make lots of money. Not everybody can get in, you know. Yeah. Keep it up, guys. Keep it up. Anyway, talk quickly here about the Fed and Fed minutes. It was kind of funny. Wednesday's trading was kind of funny. They're reading the Fed minutes come out. And I'm going to be honest with you. I stopped at the, because I was at the gym at the time. And I opened my phone and I started reading here. And I said, this is nice. But this is kind of old news. This was late in January. We've actually had more positive economic news come down the pike. And I was kind of amazed by the initial market reaction. The market was up over 300 points. And then, you know, several minutes later, you know what? The market was down 160 the last hour. And it was another one of those moments where, like, I knew it. But no, I don't trade on that stuff. Okay? Even though I was right that time, I could be right again the next time, but the market could react differently. You understand? The market reacted the way the market reacted. And then you have the next day comes out, and you got different members of the Fed come out and say, economy's fantastic, but we may not be so inclined to raise rates so quickly. Take the whole damn thing and put it aside. Okay, this is all, again, all a ruse, all in an effort to confuse and bewilder you. let's go back to the 1990s when CNBC used to follow Alan Greenspan along with his briefcase. Oh, it was funny. Yes, in the early morning before a Fed meeting, remember, this is how much they had us glued to Alan Greenspan and what the markets were going to do next. This is how dumb many people were following this stuff, the briefcase indicator. And it was a joke, but who was the joke on? So what? Again, you're basically betting on a coin flip. Why would you do that? It's not, why would you gamble with your money? It doesn't make any sense. Unless, of course, you know what's going to happen. And then we can go to the movie Trading Places. Remember when the Duke brothers had Meeks grab the crop report so they knew what was going to happen with the orange crop so they could corner the market in frozen concentrated orange juice, only to be thwarted by Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy. That was a funny movie, man. I'm going to have to watch that one again. Anyway, neither here nor there. If rates are going up and the Fed is going to increase rates, many people out there say, oh, this is going to be bad for stocks. Going to be bad for stocks. Money is going to rotate into other types of assets. Yes, some will. And some won't. The reality is, if corporate America is doing well, if earnings are coming in, the money is going to stay there. More money will come in. Not to mention the fact, I have never, ever, ever been a fan of these ultra-low interest rates. How'd they work out? I mean, the entire time. We were told that this is what we had to do, right? To save the world, save the economy. No, we didn't need that. All we needed to do is the government to get out of the way. What's happening right now? You have ultra-low interest rates that we have. Banks are not apt to lend money. They're still not. They're still not. And that's, you know, we're going to have this debate another time here on the program, this conversation another time here on the program about breaking up the big banks, which I've been an advocate for. But the velocity of money throughout this ultra-low interest rate policy that we've had has been slim and none. Good luck. Good luck trying. Good luck as a small business owner out there. Go try to get yourself a loan. Banks don't have any incentive to lend. They're not seeing any return. Higher interest rates, nothing to be afraid of as far as the economy is concerned with higher interest rates. It's a return to normalcy, which we want to have happen. Again, I cited a couple 1980s movies today. But you remember the 1980s? Interest rates much, much higher than they were today, and everything worked out just fine. Yes, will it be problematic for our government in regards to financing our debt? Yes, it will. It will chew up more of our federal budget every year, without a doubt. Not an issue. But as far as the overall economy is concerned, it'll be just fine. No worries. Anyway, Donald Trump is actually pushing for this low-cost Obamacare alternative. These shorter-term plans that you have to renew every 12 months. And one of the things about these plans is that, they're not going to offer all the bells and whistles and coverage mandates that Obamacare has. So, that's great. Again, you got Democrats losing their minds over this. They're losing their minds over this. They don't like this one bit. People are going to be in trouble. They're not going to have the proper coverage. Whoa. All I'm asking for, okay? All I'm asking for, besides sharks with laser beams attached to their heads, all I'm asking for is health insurance that will protect me in case bad stuff happens. Not if I stub my toe. Not if I get a pimple on my forehead. I don't want to keep my kids on my health insurance till they're 26. They can figure it out on their own. That's all I'm asking for. Please deliver. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Again, insurance is one of the more difficult things to explain. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said today that he will unveil steep tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum products next week, a move that could have major repercussions for global trade. Earlier today, President Trump was asked at the White House how steep the tariffs would be.
It'll be 25% for steel. It'll be 10% for aluminum. And it'll be for a long period of time.
A powerful and unpredictable storm is expected to hit the Northeast today with drenching rains, flooding, and dangerous winds, and a potential for whiteout conditions. Meteorologist Rob Carolyn explains.
Low pressure is headed towards the Ohio River Valley today. It'll redevelop off the coast of New Jersey and turn into a powerful nor'easter.
The National Weather Service has issued a high wind watch from 7 a.m. Friday until 7 a.m. Saturday, as wind gusts are now expected to reach 60 miles an hour. Please do use caution if you're driving and will be affected by this storm. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
A White House watcher is brushing off reports that a top presidential aide's resignation has anything to do with her appearance before a congressional committee this week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The reporter who broke the news on Wednesday that White House Communications Director Hope Hicks is resigning soon says it does not appear to be connected to Hicks' testimony the previous day before the House Intelligence Panel, when she reportedly admitted to telling some little white lies about President Trump.
I know that she had been talking about leaving for a very long time, and she had been planning it ahead of Tuesday's hearing.
New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman was speaking there on CNN. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Kroger has become the third store that will not sell guns to anyone under the age of 21 at stores it owns. The nation's largest grocery chain sells guns from 44 of its Fred Meyer locations on the West Coast. In a company release, Kroger said this is in response to tragic events in Parkland, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
And now with some of the news going on around the world, here's USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
South Korea's president told President Trump on Thursday it's up to him whether the U.S. sends a diplomat to plan negotiations in North Korea later this year. North Korea used meetings alongside the Winter Olympics to invite the South to visit Pyongyang, an invitation that Moon accepted. If the U.S. decides to tag along on the visit, it's unclear who President Trump would send. The U.S. Special Representative for North Korea is resigning tomorrow, and Trump has yet to appoint an ambassador to South Korea. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the development of new intercontinental ballistic missiles capable of evading Western defenses on Thursday, using his equivalent of the State of the Union speech to announce that, quote, the attempt at curbing Russia has failed. Billions of rubles pouring into the Russian military in recent years. It's easy for Putin to tout new weaponry. Considerably harder, though, will be showing progress on improving